flames out of crematory chimneys. All crematorium furnaces in German wartime camps, including Auschwitz and Birkenau, were fired by coke, which is a purified, high-carbon form of coal. Even those furnaces initially equipped with oil burners were retrofitted with coke hearths during the war, due to lack of oil. Coke is a fuel that burns clean, and develops only very short flames, if any. Such flames are hardly able to leave the hearth of a cremation furnace, let alone traverse the length of a cremation muffle. They certainly could neither reach the smoke ducts nor enter the chimney, let alone exit from it. The only other source of flames in a coke-fired cremation furnace is therefore the corpse burning inside of it. However, as shown in both controlled experiments and civilian crematoria, flames could never travel the entire length from the muffle through the smoke ducts and the chimney stacks, a distance of some 21 to 26 meters, 70 to 85 feet, in case of Birkenau crematoria 2 and 3, unless an enormous amount of fat were released and burned in the muffle in a very short period of time. This happens only during the cremation of severely obese people, whose cremation can indeed lead to an entire cremation building catching fire. Since severely obese people were virtually non-existent among the impoverished Jewish masses deported to Auschwitz during the war, and because the small muffle doors would not have allowed the introduction of severely obese people in any case, such a scenario can safely be excluded. Another possible scenario is a brief flaming out of thick layers of soot, deposited on the inside of a chimney duct, but it takes years of operation for so much soot to deposit, and a lack of chimney maintenance by chimney sweeps. Since the Auschwitz crematoria existed only for a few years, they did not have enough time to accumulate significant amounts of soot for such chimney fires to occur. Any flames exiting a crematorium chimney would have meant that the entire system of ductwork was exposed to extreme heat, given that such flames create temperatures easily beyond 1000 degrees Celsius. Neither ducts nor chimneys were designed to resist such temperatures, and would have quickly cracked and collapsed, leading to the affected facility being incapacitated for weeks or months. Hence, if any flame had ever been observed exiting from a cremation chimney, it would have alarmed all those trying to keep those facilities operational, and preventative measures would have been implemented instantly. For details, see Metonio 2004b, Metonio Diana, Part 1, pages 382-387. For some reason, claims of flame-belching chimneys are limited almost exclusively to the cremation facilities of Auschwitz and Birkenau. The following witnesses have testified about this, see the person's entry for sources, if none is given here. Anonymous women from Soliva, Hungary, Metonio 2021, page 198. Yehuda Bacon. Charles S. Bendel. Ada Bimko. Perry Broad. Elisa Eisenschmidt. Bella Fabian. Arnold Friedman. Heimfrosch. Hungarian Auschwitz inmate I.M., Metonio 2021, page 380. Pelagia Levinska. Philip Muller. Mikosz Nisli. David Orler. Onani Petko and Vladimir Pegov, Metonio 2021, page 211. Henrik Tauber. Marie-Claude Vaillant Couturier. Siegfried van den Berg. Shlomo Venezia. Yanda Weiss. Elie Wiesel. A review of mainly French literature has found more examples, among them, C. Plantin 2023, Lucy Adelsberger, Adolf Bartelmers, Margareta Buber-Neumann, Henri Boulocot, Gilbert Debrise, Fania Fenelon, Nelly Gorsa, Nadine Eftley, Denise Ulsteiner, Oswald Kaduk, Annette Kahn, Say Kalb, Sylvain Kaufmann, Primo Levi, René Louillard, Françoise Mao, Edmond Michelet, Léonard Milou, Pierre Nivremont, Elisa Springer, Paul Steinberg, Georges Strachar, Germaine Tillion, Béatrice de Toulouse-Lautrec.